This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019. We're here on the final hour of this particular show, which is the last day of Freedom Fest. But, you know, the way these things work out, we may end up having, you know, a whole nother show's worth of interviews because we're not done. Even though we're here and, like, you're listening to this on Saturday night, we're actually recording this on Friday. So we've just been wall-to-wall with interesting people to talk to. And Matt Kibbe is with us here. We've been talking about reaching out to young people, his website freethepeople.org, but targeting specifically younger people, millennials, Generation Z, or whatever it is they're being called. Are these your targets, Matt?
Very much so, and you know, when we micro-target, we're looking for people that are still in college, maybe right out of college, but you know, most of this is organic, and we just reach everybody. What's interesting about our data, you know, I used to be a Tea Party organizer 10 million years ago, and the Tea Party got older and older, mm-hmm. and the typical demographic was 60, 65, you know, very white, very male. The demographics that watch our stuff tend to be 40% women, 60% men, which for
wow.
libertarian is pretty
That's
good.
That's unusual, yeah.
But, you know, the average age, like 70%, is under 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't dictate that by manipulating our audience. The style of content that we produce
it just attracts
is specifically
them.
Designed for, you know, the way they consume things and the mediums that they use.
So are these mostly shorts? Because you mentioned off the air, I think, doing feature-length films.
Yeah.
So, like, you got a whole range of...
It's the whole range of stuff, and it started with short stuff because, you know, the assumption was young people have short attention spans.
That's what they say, whoever
yeah,
they are.
That's what they say, but as it turns out, it's actually Facebook manipulating you to have a short attention span. The feed is designed to make you not stay in one place and certainly not click on a video. So Facebook is not the place to do this, but you see young people are leaving Facebook in droves.
Oh, good.
And they're going to places like YouTube and Netflix and Hulu and, mm-hmm. and Roku and things like that because there the experience is less manipulated. There they're curating the sort of content they want to watch. And, you know, guys like Joe Rogan, Dave Rubin, all sorts of other guys like that, if you've chosen Joe Rogan, you might listen to it for 3 hours.
Hmm.
So, and that has nothing to do with this mythology that young people don't have the attention span. It's whether or not they chose to be there. And Facebook is not really a choice-based platform. It's very manipulated. So we're trying to migrate towards longer-form content, towards platforms where the algorithm doesn't manipulate and punish the style of ideology that we have. You know,
when I see these YouTube producers out there, they're not producing 3-minute videos.
Right.
I mean, I never see a 3-minute video on my feed. I see a lot of 12-minute videos on my
right.
feed. But when you look at, say, normal broadcast television, you yank all the commercials out of a half an hour show, you've only got an 18-minute bit of content anyway.
Yeah.
So a 12-minute video is only slightly less than a half an hour show was when we were growing up.
So we're showing two films here, and by the time people listening to this hear this, we'll probably have won all the awards. I predict that right now. We're going to need a bigger set of luggage to get all those awards home. But
it's tough. You can ship them.
Yeah. One is an 18-minute mini documentary called The Right to Bear 3D Printers,
ooh,
which deals with not only gun rights, but First Amendment rights,
sure.
dealing with that stuff. But
Defense Distributed, I imagine,
yeah.
makes an appearance.
And what's interesting about that is we found a guy who rebuilds old weapons with his 3D printer. So
oh,
he's a collector. He's an enthusiast. He's a mechanic. He also happens to be a constitutional lawyer. And what makes that video work, I think, is that people get to figuratively hold these things in their hands. They can see what a 3D printed gun is. They can see why Chuck Schumer's claim that people are going to create automatic weapons with 3D printing is ridiculous. And it's specifically made for people that have never held a weapon.
Wait, they can't make automatic weapons with 3D printers?
Isn't that shocking?
Why not?
Because they explode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can,
Maybe at some point, though, the technology could be there,
well,
right?
Someday for sure.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
So the laws never catch up fast enough. Right now, there's YouTube videos on how to make and put together with existing stuff you can buy at sporting goods stores an automatic repeating crossbow. So, right?
Sweet.
All this is going to fly right through bulletproof vests and of the kind that are made for pistols and that kind of thing. And the internet has all this stuff, and politicians are way behind, whether it's a 3D printed gun or something you can build that you saw on online. The right to defend yourself exists, and politicians really can't do anything about it. They just can't stop it. They're not fast enough.
But there's young people are no more anti-gun than any other generation, but there is sort of that cultural divide where either you grew up comfortable around guns,
right.
Your dad taught you how to shoot and it was no big deal, or you've never seen a gun before and you're scared to death. And
it's the difference between New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Exactly.
That's what you've just described.
Exactly. And by the way, I go to Freedom Fest, which is my favorite gathering of well-armed hippies.
Oh, Pork Fest? The Porcupine Pork Fest. Festival? Were you there this year?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So were we. Or I was there. Yeah, you were there for a day.
I met him at the Pork Fest, yeah.
But, for people that are afraid of guns because they don't understand them, you get to see them. You sort of get to pick them up and give them a run. So that's one of them. The other is very different. It's called State of War, and it's a documentary about the fact that we've been in Afghanistan for 19 years, and what are the factors and what are the consequences of the permanent
America's
war
longest
state.
War.
America's
How,
longest
what's
war.
What's the running time on State of War?
That's about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And it features Rand Paul and Thomas Massey and some other smart egghead types. It's more of a it's unusual for us because it's an actual policy video that gets into facts and figures, but it's an issue that I would call transpartisan.
Mm.
There at least there used to be a lot of people on the left that were anxious about war. They're not as strong with that voice anymore, but candidates like Tulsi Gabbard make a very compelling case as to why too many wars are just bad for American foreign policy.
Tulsi Gabbard has been vilified by, already the hit pieces are out on a lady that has never broken 1%.
Yeah.
They're coming at her with both barrels blazing. Whatever the left is about, it isn't about anti-war, and it isn't about that anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing how they've, they're not stopping at terms like quixotic like they did with Ron Paul. They're going after her and calling her corrupt and a variety of things. I just couldn't believe how they've gone after her.
But a dynamic that most people don't notice on Capitol Hill, you have guys like Rand Paul and Thomas Massey, Mike Lee, and Justin Amash, who's obviously no longer a Republican, and they spent a lot of time working with people on the left, like Tulsi Gabbard, even Bernie Sanders, a bunch of other guys, and they have found common purpose. Perhaps for different reasons. Maybe there's a fiscal responsibility reason to be against spending trillions of dollars in Afghanistan. Maybe there's a moral case that we're killing a lot of innocent people. Maybe there's a strategic case that this creates more disruption, which creates other hotbeds for terrorism and things like that. Whatever those are, there is an opportunity to work with people across the political spectrum. And I think young people, getting back to our theme, they love the idea that you're not just team red or team blue.
Sure.
They don't want like a partisan take because they know that that's all BS. They would love to have reasonable people from across the political spectrum argue things out, hopefully find common ground on certain things. That makes for good content from our perspective.
So, the Ron Paul revolution, 2008, 2012, there were a lot of young people that were involved. And that's where the Tea Party got its legs. That's how you got your name as the, spokesperson for the Tea Party. You were on Bill Maher for for several years. And then along comes, Bernie Sanders. And I know people that were excited about Ron Paul that then became excited about Bernie Sanders. Can you explain this to me?
Do it in less than 30 seconds, please.
Yeah. So at a very superficial level, Bernie and Ron are the same guy. They're raging against permanent war. They're raging against crony capitalism. Their conclusions and their solutions are fundamentally different, but they're both authentic, and I think that's attractive to people.
Young people or people in general?
Yeah, young people generally, but I think it's attractive, particularly now. You could sort of put Trump in that category. He's sort of an anti-politician politician.
I'm glad to hear that people are seeing through the sort of left-right false paradigm at younger ages. FreeThePeople.org. I presume you can link to the videos through the site.
Yep.
YouTube, et cetera.
It's all there. YouTube or FreeThePeople.org.
Very cool. FreeThePeople.org. Check him out. Matt Kibbe. Sounds like some great content. And we're going to continue here. We got more coming up from Freedom Fest 2019. This is Free.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? 1? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 for the final official night of this particular event. But I suspect the interviews are likely going to continue into some amount of tomorrow night's show. That's the way things are seeming, given that we're actually recording Saturday night's show on Friday afternoon. So we'll have a whole other day ahead of us of other people that we haven't spoken with yet. Who knows who else we're going to end up with here. But we've got all kinds of movers and shakers in the Liberty world, including a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, Dr. Jeffrey Singer, is with us here. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, appreciate having you.
So you're an accomplished surgeon, and apparently you know some things about the opioid crisis that's going on. And I want to tell you a story that happened to me. Okay. I was at the doctor, and I had some kind of injury. They gave me, maybe it was something wrong. They gave me a script for oxycodone. I slid it back across the counter to him and said, nope. I think I can handle this level of pain without any kind of painkillers, and I just prefer not to have it, and I don't want it out there in the wild, so you just keep it. And I took responsibility for my pain at that moment, and I kind of wonder when I see Oklahoma suing the drug manufacturers and these sorts of things, I wonder how much of this is, in fact, the drug companies, you know, maybe telling things that aren't necessarily true, and versus just people who didn't take responsibility for their medical care. And maybe the medical industry is responsible for that in some extent. And then I think about the government and their drug war. So can you help me clear this up
actually,
a little bit?
It's none of those.
Okay,
actually.
Tell me.
Okay. In fact, and this, all of the opioid, so-called opioid crisis is really a prohibition crisis.
Okay.
Okay. All of these attorneys general who are suing the drug companies saying they lied. The fact is, and this is not controversial among the scientific community, the overdose rate from an opioid, from oxycodone, for example, is less than 1%.
Okay.
If you took chronic long-term opioids for pain, your chances of dying is about the same as your chances of dying from taking a daily aspirin for cardiovascular health chronically. Okay? There's the biggest studies show about a 0.5% overdose rate. Okay? Some studies show a 0.1%.
And are they accidental overdoses or purposeful overdoses?
Usually they're accidental overdoses because these aren't patients who are taking the medication and they accidentally, for example, took it with something that they were instructed not to take it with, like alcohol, which could potentiate it.
Yeah, now, you'll wake up dead taking alcohol with the oxycodone.
Right. Now, the other thing is that most people equate addiction and dependency. They're two different things, okay? There are several types of drugs where when you've been taking them for a stretch, your physiology changes and you become chemically dependent on it so that if you withdraw it, you go into withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Opioids are one of those kind of drugs.
Okay.
So are beta blockers that people are put on for high blood pressure. If anybody listening was ever put on a beta blocker for high blood pressure, your doctor should have told you that if you want to stop that, talk to me first because we got to taper you off, or you can go into fatal withdrawal.
Huh.
Antidepressants.
I'll keep that in mind on my high blood pressure medication.
Right. So nobody would say you're addicted to a beta blocker for your blood pressure.
Right. Okay.
Now, addiction is a behavioral disorder. It has a genetic component. It's a compulsive disorder, and it's defined as compulsive use of a substance or engaged. It's not just the substance. It's not the drug. You could be addicted to gambling, for example, right?
Or the internet. I hear you get addicted to the internet.
Well, that's controversial. But it's a compulsive disorder where you feel where you continue to do it despite negative consequences and self-destructive consequences.
Also, Facebook.
It's like you can't. I understand. Sometimes, you can't stop yourself. So, you know, a classic example: you hear about a person who's addicted. Their marriage broke up. They lost their job.
Yeah,
they're really down
and
out, and they know they got to get this thing under control. And they promise themselves they're going to, and then they just can't. That's addiction. Now, the addiction rate, the addiction potential of opioids, depending on who you read, which study you've seen, is anywhere from 1% to 3%. So when you hear about all these people who are quote-unquote addicted to opioids, they really just develop chemical dependency. Okay, there's a big difference. Now, the fact is, so if the pharmaceutical companies were lying about that, they weren't lying. But the fact is that that what's been called an overdose crisis, we're not even using opioids. The deaths are not from opioids anymore. They're from Last year, in 2017, when the CDC gave its annual report, 75% of opioid-related overdose deaths were fentanyl. Contained fentanyl.
Oh, I thought fentanyl was an opioid.
No, that's the point.
Okay.
Opioid is a classification of drugs. Fentanyl is an opioid. Heroin is an opioid.
Okay.
So another thing, when you hear the press say there's people are dying from opioids, you're picturing, well, like most people would, that this is a prescription painkiller. No, only about 10% are dying from that. About 90% of people who die of a quote-unquote opioid-related overdose death have multiple drugs on board, including heroin, fentanyl, alcohol, tranquilizers, cocaine. Last year's preliminary
numbers.
That's a
speedball, and that killed Belushi.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The latest number, the preliminary numbers just came out this week from the CDC. 32% of opioid-related overdose deaths had cocaine in it. So these are not patients. They're getting hooked on drugs by doctors.
These are drug addicts.
Right. Yeah. Now, what happened is a really good study was done, came out last year from the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health. They were able to go through the data from the CDC going back to the 1970s. And what they found, and it's plot, you could go Google it. Okay, it's a University of Pittsburgh. The lead author was named Jalal, J-A-L-A-L. And they found that overdose deaths have been on a steady, exponential increase since the 70s.
Really?
And there's no end in sight. The only thing that's changed over the years is which drug is in vogue at which time. For example, in the late 70s, early 80s, it was heroin as
crack
guys come
80s.
Back from Vietnam. Then it became cocaine. Uh-huh. Then it was Vicodin in the early 90s. Then diverted, which means taken away from the medical doctor stream, prescription painkillers became very popular.
Yep.
Right.
Then as the source of diverted prescription opioids started to get diminished from government intervention, the price went up and heroin became much cheaper. So then it became
heroin
and now we're back to fentanyl and meth is back, by the way, and cocaine. So the point is there's a population of people who are what we call non-medical users. That's the professional term. But a lot of people actually are medicating. They could be self-medicating either for physical pain or for emotional pain. It could be a coping mechanism, or they could be just enjoying it.
What about the people who take heroin because they can't get those over-the-counter drugs that they were getting, and they got dependent?
Well, we're starting to see more and more deaths because the government is pressing doctors to cut back on prescribing opioids. They're actually arresting doctors now.
Yes.
And so a lot of doctors are saying, I'm out. I'm not prescribing any opioids anymore.
Right. Why would you want to go to jail?
Even if it helped them. Patient, right, they're not going to do it.
And sorry, Myrtle, I understand you're in pain, but I'm not prescribing these anymore.
And when you've been on long-term opioid, the withdrawal from that could be worse than the pain.
Yep.
And sometimes in desperation, they're turning to the black market. Now, I don't have to tell this audience that prohibition doesn't stop what you want to do. It just drives it underground.
Makes it worse.
Dangerous.
Makes it more dangerous. Right.
So it makes criminals of normal, everyday people. And I think Rush Limbaugh is a really great example of, what can happen to somebody. There's a guy who's, working every day, but he's got this problem.
Jeffrey, do you want to keep this conversation going? Because we can hold on to you here for just a moment if you want. One more segment, if you have time.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here with Jeffrey Singer. He is with the Cato Institute at Cato.org. We got more on the way. This is...
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump continues to stand behind his controversial tweets. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are
speaking so badly when they call our country garbage. When they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had actually commented in March that the country has gone so far in the wrong direction that people shouldn't be satisfied with moderate policies that are merely 10% better than garbage.
Watch and read the stories you've been hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. More from Freedom Fest 2019. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about this event. And I'm sure they'll be announcing 2020 at some point. So stay tuned to that website. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And, of course, you can always go to freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in tonight for the first time in several days, you can go back and listen to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you can get the full boat of all the various different interviews that we've had here, which, of course, is only a small fraction of the amount of great speakers and folks that, they actually have here on the stage performing at Freedom Fest. And don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. We are still here with one of the speakers from Freedom Fest. He's Jeffrey Singer. He's a doctor from the Cato Institute, one of the senior fellows. Is that the right terminology? And so we were discussing prohibition. We were talking about doctors and the government threatening them and arresting them for prescribing medication, pain relief medication. And you were telling us that some doctors are just throwing up their hands in frustration and saying, I'm not going to prescribe these things anymore.
And you can't blame them. They don't want to go to jail over this.
Right, sure.
But what's happening, this is based upon this crazy idea that people got hooked on drugs by their doctor prescribing for them. But the fact is,
it has happened. We've talked to people. It has absolutely happened.
There's a difference, as I was saying earlier, between being dependent and being addicted. A lot of people mistake the two, even on themselves. Whereas when you're addicted, it's, a compulsive behavior despite self-destructive negative consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Again, among the scientific literature, the evidence is that the actual addiction rate for a prescription opioid is between 1 and 3%, and the overdose rate is between 0.01 and 0.04%. When taken by a doctor under medical supervision as directed,
right.
Let's say.
Right, and I imagine back when opioids were completely legal, when you could get heroin in the Sears catalog, this nation was founded by people who had founded and built and made strong by people who had legal access to opioids. Not that I'm advocating for this necessarily, but I guess I am.
Well,
I'm not saying
too.
You should do opioids, but I'm saying that, hey, look, opioids are one of these, they're a useful tool, and, yep, it's a dangerous tool.
I'm not here to push opioids, but I got to tell you, they're safer than alcohol. The person's been on alcohol chronically and heavily, they can kill their liver, they can kill their brain, they can kill their heart, they can give themselves cancer. If you're on chronic opioids, mainly you give yourself constipation.
Are there kidney issues?
No, kidney. In fact, policymakers are pushing doctors to put their patients on non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and that kind of thing as an alternative to opioids.
Terrible for your liver.
They're more dangerous. Mm. Tylenol, as a lot of people know by now, can kill your liver. And it doesn't have any proven pain treatment benefits. It's mainly useful for treating fever. And non-steroidals like ibuprofen, that can give you ulcers, of course, and it could suppress your bone marrow and your production of blood cells, but it could also kill your kidneys. Very well known to do that. So taking relatively high dose chronic NSAIDs actually is much more dangerous to your body than opioids. Now, if you're going to take opioids, then it's not smart to mix them with fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, alcohol. That's when things happen. And that's my point all along has been that they're trying to blame the overdose crisis on doctors getting patients hooked on prescription painkillers who are then becoming addicted and dying, when in fact the people who are dying are people who are using in the underground market.
The drug addicts buying on the streets.
Yeah.
Right.
And some of them may be, now there is evidence, a lot of desperate patients who are being cut off in desperation are turning to the street.
Yep.
And when you, as we all know, when you go to the underground market, you don't necessarily know what it is. Fentanyl now that's fueling the overdoses, the overwhelming majority of overdoses now are fentanyl. This is what it's better called illicit fentanyl, because the manufactured by a pharmacy fentanyl is mostly used intravenously in hospitals. It's also the most popular way it's prescribed as an outpatient is as a skin patch where it's slowly absorbed over your skin about 3 days. It's not manufactured in a form that's very suitable if you want to use it to get high. According to the DEA itself, almost all of the fentanyl coming in this country is in a powdered form. It's coming in oftentimes through the mail. It's being ordered on a dark web. It's being manufactured mostly in labs in Asia and Mexico. It's coming in through ports of entry, so a wall ain't going to stop it. And then the dealers are using it to cut with heroin. We all know the iron law of prohibition. When things are prohibited, there are economic incentives to make your product more potent. So if you're going to smuggle it, you get more bang for your buck, and you can also subdivide it more into more particles.
Right, that's where hard liquor came from, right, during alcohol prohibition?
They weren't smuggling in beer or wine, they were smuggling in whiskey.
Because you can
prohibition, Americans consumed beer and wine
at
much greater rates than they did hard liquor, but hard liquor is concentrated and it's easier to transport.
That's how crack cocaine came to be.
That's right.
It might not have even come into existence were it not for, or crystal meth, were it not for prohibition. So the prohibition is driving the death rate.
Yeah.
And what I'm constantly saying every place I speak and everywhere I write is if you want to solve the overdose crisis, you got to end prohibition.
Absolutely.
Because then when you buy something, you could actually shop around. You could ask questions out in the open. People could share information like they do with alcohol.
Right. And you're also, if you are addicted, the stigma of helping, you know, going and looking for help is not there. The fear for the addict of, if I go and I look for help, are they going to turn me in? You know,
or you're just looked down upon as an addict. When in fact, that's another point I make. There are many, as we all know, functioning addicts. In fact, in the Saturday, this June 21st Wall Street Journal, I have a letter to the editor that's published that reacts to an op-ed that was in the paper the previous Saturday about William Wilberforce, the great British statesman who was responsible for ending the slave trade in Britain many years before it ended in our country. Hmm. And he was an opium addict. He was a functioning opium addict, and nobody had a problem with that. And in my profession, I'm a surgeon, the father of American surgery, William Halsted, he was at Johns Hopkins in the early 20th century. He was the one who created the idea of a residency program.
Mm-hmm.
And much of what we do to this day in surgery, the techniques and approaches, he developed. He was probably the great modern American surgeon.
Wow.
He was a morphine addict.
Wow.
For most of his professional life. Early part of his professional life, he was a cocaine addict.
Mm.
Then he became a morphine addict. Everybody was cool with that. There are plenty of functioning addicts out there.
Sure.
And if it was not illegal, then those addicts who feel it's destroying their life and want to get help don't have to be afraid to get help. But
right.
There are also a whole lot of people. Many of us know some people who are addicted, let's say, to alcohol or caffeine or nicotine.
How many Americans are addicted to caffeine?
Or nicotine,
right?
That smoking.
Too.
And
hopefully fewer and fewer.
We don't look at them like they're evil, you know,
right.
People whose brains have been hijacked by some evil drug.
And they're not looking to knock you over and steal your wallet because they're legal drugs and they can afford it with a normal job. It's no big deal.
And some of us as friends may be real worried about them, that we think they're hurting themselves and we will offer help. But if they say, back off, I'm happy with this.
Right.
Then we respect that, right?
Right?
And that's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
So, Oklahoma's prosecutors are going after drug companies.
Right.
What I find interesting with this is that here are the people that have prosecuted the drug war over the course of decades now pointing fingers at an organization for bad marketing and saying, hey, we're going to get billions from you because you're the bad guy here. When, I mean, there's four fingers pointing back at you.
Well, I don't know enough about what these drug companies have done, and I'm not here to defend them.
Sure.
I could just tell you that it should be obvious to anybody. These are politicians grandstanding to try to further their careers. They need a scalp, they need a bad guy, and they want to also get a cut. They want a piece of the action.
Right.
So it's a shakedown, and it's not going to change anything, because I think I mentioned earlier, research has shown, going through the government's own numbers, for those who want to look this up, I published in a Journal of Pain Research, a peer-reviewed journal, medical journal, back in February of this year. We looked at government data going back as far back as it was available, which started in 2002. There is absolutely no correlation between the number of prescriptions written per 100,000 population and the incidence of non-medical use or the development of opioid use disorder. From 2002
no relationship.
On, right. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health, conducted by the NIDA, since 2002, past month's non-medical use of prescription pain reliever by adult, unchanged. Also, past year diagnosis.
We got to go. Jeffrey Singer, thank you. There's more coming up here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 for the final day of this event. Expect to hear some more interviews. Whether we'll have a whole show's worth or not is another question on tomorrow night's program, just because we are chock full of interesting people to talk to here. If you missed the event this year, well, you can always go to freedomfest.com to learn more about it. I suspect, given the amount of people attending this year, they will likely have another one in 2020. We're here in our remote studio at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, by the way. Is Ian here from Free Talk Live. Mark had to step away, but that's all right because I've got Alf with me. No, not the character from television, although that would be particularly entertaining. We do actually have Alf Temme from FreedomEconomics.com. Alf, welcome to Free Talk Live.
All right.
You're going around here at the convention. You've got a palm card that you're handing out, and it's got no taxes. It's got the no symbol and the word taxes that's slashing through it. Obviously, this is going to get a lot of attention. People are going to like it. I like the idea of no taxes. Tell me about it.
Well, I believe that this economic idea is sort of the biggest thing that has come along since Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations.
The idea that you're promoting.
Yeah.
Okay.
This getting rid of all taxes, there's 30,000 taxing agencies in the United States.
That's like including state, local, and federal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And counties, municipalities,
yep.
Water districts, 30,000 of them we have. And they all throw a lot of paperwork at business people.
Which takes time.
Which takes time, and it takes a lot of employees.
Right.
Because of the income tax alone, there are about 16% of the population is somehow involved in the income tax. You know, those are the people that cut down the trees to make the paper to print the tax forms, or the people that do the printing of the tax forms.
Did you say 16%?
16%.
Wow, where does that number come from?
That's employees of these taxing agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, spin-offs of, like, people that have tax lawyers, you know, that try to help you to pay as little taxes as possible.
Right, okay, so H&R Block, those people.
Correct. Yeah. And then there's
accountants.
Tax havens, you know, they try to get you to have a bank account in a tax haven country so you can avoid the tax or evade it.
Sure.
There's all kinds of businesses that are... You know,
it's a tremendous amount of effort, a tremendous amount of time, and not even, you know, just trying to calculate the amount of time that just the taxpayers themselves spend filling out forms and reading instructions and all that.
Just compliance is more than $1 trillion. Compliance.
Incredible. But how many hours is it?
Oh,
I mean, it must be
a huge waste.
Yeah.
So I have a plan of eliminating those 30,000 taxing agencies. But anybody with an IQ of about 100 or more immediately decides that it's impossible because, you know, governments need money to run their bills, you know, to pay their bills. And they cannot envision any system of government that can do it without
Without taxes.
Tax. Right. Well, I have found a way how to do it without tax.
Presuming you want to keep a government around at all. I mean, on this show...
No, I do. I do.
We don't. But go ahead, please. Let's hear the plan.
Yeah. But so the Federal Reserve is creating money out of thin air all day long to the tune of literally trillions of dollars per year. And the Federal Reserve was created in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act that Woodrow Wilson signed into law.
That's right.
So I would like to start with repealing that Federal Reserve Act.
All right.
You know, we got into prohibition and then we repealed it, you know.
What happens if you were to end the Federal Reserve? What would happen to the dollars that are in circulation at that point?
They would be just exchanged for the new dollars that now we, the people, will become the creators of this money.
How is that going to work?
Federal Reserve being out of business, right? And now we, the people, will make our own money. So we never have to borrow any money. The money that we make is ours.
Right, because the Federal Reserve issues notes, which are evidence of debt.
Yeah.
So they're not actually, you know, they're not backed by silver anymore, for instance, were once upon a time.
And we, the people, will do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the Federal Reserve can create money out of thin air, we, the people, can do it. And we'll do it by the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department will take over that function of creating money out of thin air.
Now, why would that be something that's valuable? I mean, creating money out of thin air is basically, you know, what leads to inflation because they inflate the money supply.
It does.
Then more dollars chase the same amount of goods, and that results in higher prices.
Right. But you would limit the inflation to 50%, to 5%.
5% per year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if the inflation rises above 5%, then the Treasury Department will stop creating money for a couple of months or so, because in a couple of months it'll have dropped below 5% again. Inflation is really not a bad thing. We always have been taught that it is a very bad thing, but it isn't. It's only a bad thing for people that hold a lot of money, which is usually bankers. Bankers, they hold a lot of money, you know, and if that money gets worth less, they lose. But we, the people, on average, we owe money. We have a home mortgage.
Well, part of the reason is because inflation exists, people are disincentivized from saving. I mean, if your money is going down in value, you're not going to save it. That's not a good thing, right?
Well, saving is good for certain individuals. They want to save up for something, right?
Yeah.
But in general, saving is not a good thing for the economy. Money has to roll. It has to circulate.
You can save your money by putting it into a bank or into an investment and all of that. And then maybe you could turn it into to even more money at that point. But look, so, Alf, have you been following at all with cryptocurrencies?
Yes, I have.
What do you think about those?
very confusing for people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should stick with something like the dollar, because everybody's already used to it. If you have to start pricing things in cryptocurrencies, storekeepers, they can never keep up with it.
Sure, because the rates are changing, you mean?
They fluctuate so much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a wise thing. And very confusing, because a lot of cryptocurrencies will compete, you know, for the business. So now you have umpteen cryptocurrencies around.
Yeah, there's about 2,000 at least that are out there.
People have to learn about, and, you know, what they're worth. So they would have to check on the stock market, you know, every day, what is it worth today?
So what is it that, let's go back to the idea of switching to the Treasury Department rather than the Federal Reserve.
Right.
What is it that you feel is significantly different about that proposal? Because either way, aren't we talking about a politically connected group of men and women that make arbitrary decisions for the economy?
Yes, but currently we are borrowing money from the Federal Reserve.
And you mean the government?
Yeah.
The government's borrowing money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those governments, you know, those 30,000 governments, they borrow money. Or they float bonds. That is also borrowing money, right? Mm-hmm. With this system here, we don't have to borrow any money, because if we create the money out of thin air ourselves through the Treasury Department, we don't have to borrow it.
The money
is ours.
Right.
And
so there's no payback.
We never have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And we never have to pay interest on it. You know, currently, whatever's collected by income tax...
Pays the interest.
Yeah,
I've heard about that.
Nothing more.
Yeah. So now, would this also... you know, the Federal Reserve System, as you probably know, with its member banks, allows for fractional reserve banking, where the banks can
create
more money.
Yeah. Well,
would this also allow for that, or would this no longer allow for that?
No more fractional reserve lending.
Okay.
Because that's another creation of money out of thin air, you know.
By however many thousands of banks there are.
Oh, yeah. And the Federal Reserve actually arranged for this system of fractional reserve lending.
Oh, yeah.
To
sure.
all the member banks, you know. So together...
It's a cartel.
Yeah, it's a cartel, and it's very corrupt. And the Federal Reserve is a private organization.
Is there anybody in D.C. that is championing this? Do you have somebody?
No, hell no. No.
Right.
I mean, first of all, we have to understand that the people that supposedly represent us in Congress, they're not representing us at all.
Of course not.
They represent special interests.
They're much more interested in bankers and, you know, people like that.
Well, the people that they get money from. You know,
right.
Because how this works is the people that run the whole economy from behind the scenes, I gave them a name. I call them the master puppeteers.
You know, I wish we had more time, Alf, but we are out of it for this episode of Free Talk Live. Folks can go to your website, though, to learn more at freedomeconomics.com.
Yes.
And that's where you can connect with Alf.
And they should do that after August 1st.
We got more on the way here, probably tomorrow night, on Free Talk Live from Freedom.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.